The battle among cost-cutting airlines is getting more competitive. Established airlines are lowering some of their fares to battle discount carriers, and some have created their own discount subsidiaries. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives. He says this isn't the first time an established carrier has launched an airline within an airline.
They tried this about 10 years ago and failed utterly. They've really refined and focused the tactic. Delta has something they call Song. United just started up something called TED. Delta chose the name Song because they want to appeal to women who make a lot of travel decisions.
And TED appeals to?
TED appeals to the sense of whimsy that United believes Americans still have. Everything about TED is meant to be sort of like a slightly goofy uncle, but he's supposed to be cheap.
The established airlines also are trying to compete by lowering prices, lowering fares.
Yeah, you know, people say, who are the low-fare carriers? And the response has to be, everyone. All fares are pretty much equal. And as a matter of fact, if you look, very often the established carriers, the so-called dinosaurs, have lower fares than our friends, the discounters. Southwest Airlines, a great airline, a wonderful institution, a transforming force in American society, can be more expensive than a prime competitor like U.S. Airways. No traditional airline can be a full-fare airline anymore.
Don't the two types of airlines have different costs?
They do, and that's one of the reasons why the large legacy carriers, they're called hub-and-spoke carriers. They're called network carriers. They're called dinosaurs. That's one of the reasons why they're losing money. Your costs are essentially labor, which varies a lot, but also efficiency. And one of the ways in which both Song and TED and every other traditional airline is trying to get down costs is not by cutting labor costs, because you can only do that so much, but by using the airplanes more, higher utilization, instead of getting 7 or 8 hours a day out of the airplane, getting 10 or 12 hours a day out of the airplane. That's the genius of Southwest and the other discounters that have followed the Southwest model. You use the airplane a lot. You don't let it sit on the ground a lot of time. It's in the air where it's making money.
Well, as long as they're not cutting back on maintenance.
They are not cutting back on maintenance. Right now, the FAA is extraordinarily vigilant of every carrier because at any time when there's financial distress in the industry, the FAA puts on its gloves and gets to work. And bear in mind that no low-fare carrier can get away with anything. Ever since the ValueJet crash back in 1996, discount carriers have been subject to intense scrutiny. When you're looking at a startup like TED, it's also going to be subject to intense scrutiny, even though it's part of a established carrier. Safety is not the issue. The issue may well be comfort. The issue may well be what kind of food you get or what kind of entertainment you get. Safety is not an issue.
So who has the upper hand, the long-established airlines or the startups?
The startups have the upper hand. To me, what's interesting right now is that the legacy carriers are fighting back. 2 or 3 years ago, people were saying that legacy carriers like United, like American, like Delta, were going to die, that they were going to go bankrupt, that there'd be only 2 or 3 left. I don't think all the legacy carriers will survive, but boy, they're fighting back. They're not rolling over and playing dead. And the low-cost carriers are learning, in a lot of cases, they really are going to have to fight for every gain that they make.
David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives.